Declan, big game tomorrow night. What is the team news ahead of the game with Shelburne?
Well, obviously, Darren came off on Monday night. Darren Cole came off Peggy on Monday night with a bit of a tight hamstring. We'll see. We'll give him every chance to be available. But if he doesn't make it, then Callum Horgan's been brilliant for us this year. He's been a real good, honest, consistent player for us. So if Darren doesn't make it, then Callum will come in. But it's good to get Bruna and Thompson onto the pitch. Hopefully Malin, we'll see how he goes as well. See what his reaction to his hamstring injury was, and hopefully he can have a part to play. But as I said earlier, we've got a lot of big games coming still. You know, people are looking at end of season. We've got three hugely important league games. We've got a quarter final of the FAI Cup, where if you can win that, you're only a 50-50 chance of a home draw for a FAI Cup final appearance. So there's a lot of big games to come. Shelburne coming to Brandywell is notoriously a very difficult game. Away to Shamrock Rovers and away to Cork. So big games, and something we have to embrace and look forward to.
Of course, Shelburne's coming here on the back of 2-1, Stiglin. You'll be hoping to put that to an end and take maximum points on Friday night.
Look, Shelburne, they've done really well. They've a lot of experience in their team. You know, Deegan's been excellent for them. Kilduff's been excellent for them. Shepherd's been in and out and done really well for them. So they've a lot of good players. Georgie Boynton's done really well for them. It's going to be a very difficult game because they're very aggressive in the way that they play. They had two narrow ones, obviously, against Sligo and against Waterford. So we're under no illusions. It's a difficult game. We're going to have to be at our very best, but we want to embrace. We want to embrace the games. I thought, you know, after starting the game poorly on Monday, we actually gave a decent account of ourselves. But what we have to nullify is those individual mistakes where we're giving away soft goals. And if we can do that, then it's a game that I feel that we can really be competitive in.
This is the most important game of the season, Declan, for United. The next game is always the important
game. Always. But again, look, I think there's still improvements to be made. It doesn't, you know, as I say, the finishing line's not there yet. We have to strive to get better. We have to strive to have more points. We have to strive to finish this season in the strongest possible way, because, you know, there's people's livelihoods, there's contracts, there's so much at stake between now and the end of the season. And you know, the players have been, they've been really good in training this week, and we have to make sure that we push right through now and try and finish the season on a real high.
But it is a tough week ahead, I think. Three games sort of within a week, you know, it is.
It's kind of been like that. It's been so stop-start, even, you know, it's like we 17 days since we played our last game. You know, Waterford, they Dundalk, it was 17 days. You know, and then all of a sudden you find yourself three games in 9 days, and then, you know, another couple of games in a week. It's just been so crazy of a season. But look, we've got to take away that excuse. It's been the same for everybody. We got to make sure now that we have a real focus going on the game on Friday and hopefully come out with the points that we want.
It's hard too to prepare players, Declan, when there is such a big gap. I know you had a friendly schedule that had to be cancelled, but you know, it is hard to prepare them.
Peggy, I tell you, it's been what's been really unusual about it is that, you know, you work on your team spirit, you work on, you know, group activities. You know, you go out for bites to eat, you try and gel the group as quick as possible. We have players that have really abided to every COVID rule. You know, they're living in bubbles of three or four people. They're away from home, away from families, and it's very, very difficult. And, you know, I have to give the players a huge credit, the way they've managed their bubbles and pods, whatever way you want to call it, individually and collectively, because, you know, that sense of team, it has been so difficult this year to achieve that because of the COVID restrictions. And, you know, I know other clubs have had their issues, but, like, up to this moment, touch wood, we have done everything by the book. The players have been magnificent in the way that they've conducted themselves away from the pitch in terms of trying to stay away from this disease. But, you know, it's been certainly unusual. No supporters at the games, you know, nobody to drive you on, nobody to push you through. It's just been something that I can never ever have imagined, and something that I don't hope that I'll be here for very long.
Of course, did you ever doubt that the season would be finished? No, with the Republic and then the level 5 lockdown, we play in the League Ireland. Did you ever think maybe elite sports might have been stopped as well?
To be honest, Peggy, I actually try not to look too far ahead at the moment, because anything's possible. You know, we've done so much work. We're going to Shamrock Rovers last week for 8:25 the night before the game to be called off. Nobody's seen that one coming. You know, it's just been something that you can't look too far ahead. We gotta just, You know, we're sitting here last week and we're preparing for Shamrock Rovers. We're sitting here today and we're preparing for Shelburne. Anything could happen in the next 24 hours. That's the reality of the current circumstances, and it's so difficult to manage and work with. But look, it's the same for everybody else, and we got to just deal with whatever's through our way and try and finish, as I say, in a real positive way.
Thank you, Darren.